My sister thought she was the main character in a romance novel. To get the attention of a big-shot CEO, she slapped him across the face. He didn't retaliate, but she took it as playing hard to get. Then she went and ruined his engagement party. Our whole family was ready to go broke to appease his anger, but instead, she tried to sell us all off to some cartel down in Mexico. After being tortured to death, I woke up again, back on the day my sister slapped that CEO. This time, we weren't going to repeat our mistakes. When I opened my eyes and saw my sister, I was completely dumbfounded. One second I was in a Mexican prison, violated until I died, and the next, I was back in this glittering banquet hall. I looked over at Mom and Dad, and I couldn't believe they looked just as lost as I felt. Was I reborn? Was it because our deaths last time were so horrible that God gave us a second chance to make things right? Before I could think about it any further, my sister, Ashley, yanked her arm away from me, pushed through the crowd surrounding Blake Sterling, and slapped him hard across the face. Just like last time, everyone around Blake froze. The banquet hall went silent. Ashley raised an eyebrow at Blake, her voice filled with condescension, though I couldn't figure out where she got the nerve to be so superior. Just because you've got a few bucks doesn't mean you can look down on people. Who do you think you are? That was Blake Sterling, one of the most powerful guys in the city. He could crush you like an ant with one hand, so how did she get the nerve? Last time, my sister slapped Blake like this, but Blake was generous and didn't hold it against her. My sister, however, thought it was all part of his plan to win her over, and after that, she started harassing him constantly. Eventually, Blake had her thrown down to Mexico, and Mom and Dad spent every dime they had to get her out. But, I couldn't bear to think about it. I grabbed Mom and Dad and quickly steered them toward the corner of the banquet hall. This time, she could deal with the consequences of her own actions. Blake frowned, and as the woman next to him gasped, he raised a handkerchief to wipe his cheek. You could tell Blake was disgusted. Ashley bit her lip, tears welling up in her eyes. Blake Sterling, you have no manners. Just because you've got some money doesn't give you the right to look at people like that. Blake scoffed. Well, miss, it seems to me like you're the one lacking manners. People with good manners don't just walk up to a man they don't know and slap him. Ashley looked a little taken aback. You don't recognize me? Blake looked her up and down. Miss, should I? Ashley's face flushed red. Ashley grit her teeth. Last week at the town square, didn't you look at me? Why would you look at me if you didn't recognize me? Even I thought that was ridiculous. People around us started snickering. Blake took a step back, but even with her interrogation, he remained composed. If my gaze offended you, then I apologize. But last week, I was at the town square with my fiancé. I believe I was looking for her, not intentionally focusing on you. Mom and Dad and I were amazed by the Sterling family's upbringing. To be able to answer such an absurd question so calmly, and to apologize to a complete stranger in front of everyone. Not just anyone could do that. I thought it was all cleared up, but Ashley suddenly spoke. Your fiancé is here today too? Blake smiled, twirling the ring on his finger. His face was warm and gentle, not cold and stern, of course. Ashley nodded as if she had finally figured something out. She looked at Blake with pain and determination. So your fiancé is here today, so you don't want to tell me the truth. That's fine. We'll be running into each other a lot in the future. I'm going to save you from this business arrangement of a marriage. With that, she wiped her eyes and walked out of the banquet hall, leaving behind a crowd of speechless guests. Dad stared at Mom with a constipated expression. You don't think we had a dumb kid, do you? Mom glared at him. Shut up. You think it would be good for you to have a dumb kid? Just like Ashley said, her harassment didn't stop there. I was sorting through gym equipment at school when I got a call from the police. When I got to the station, Ashley was arguing with Blake, her face red. Blake, I really don't know her. My fiancé and I were going to go out on a date today, but we parked on the street and were only gone for half an hour, and then this woman smashed my car and started calling my fiancé.